Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. I'm going to read a fairly lengthy portion of Scripture in Ecclesiastes 2, verses 17 through 26. Therefore, I hated life, because the work that is wrought under the sun is grievous unto me, for all is vanity and vexation of spirit. Yea, I hated all my labor which I had taken under the sun, because I should leave it unto the man that shall be after me. And who knoweth whether he shall be wise or a fool? Yet shall he have rule over all my labor wherein I have labored, and wherein I have showed myself wise under the sun? This also is vanity. Therefore I went about to cause my heart to despair of all the labor which I took under the sun. For there is a man whose labor is in wisdom, and in knowledge, and in equity. Yet to a man that hath not labored therein shall he leave it for his portion. This also is vanity and a great evil. For what hath man of all his labor, and the vexation of his heart, wherewith he hath labored under the sun? For all his days are sorrows, and his travail grief. Yea, his heart is taken not rest in the night. This also is vanity. There's nothing better for a man that he should eat and drink, that he should make his soul enjoy good in his labor. This also I saw, that it was from the hand of God. For who can eat, or who else can hasten hereunto more than I? For God giveth to man that is good in his sight wisdom, knowledge, and joy. But to the sinner he giveth travail, to gather and to heap up, that he may give to him that is good before God. This also is vanity and vexation of spirit. God made us to work. I've got very little use for this lazy welfare, give me, let the government provide for me lifestyle. I believe in hard work. Now, not all work is physical. Ladies work hard at home. Office workers work hard in the office, just like a construction worker or someone in the factory. I'm not trying to compare what type of work is the hardest of jobs. Please don't get me wrong. But I believe being a good worker is important. Being busy doesn't mean you're a good worker. Producing makes you a good worker. You see, making your work more successful is important. But there is more to work and more to life than just work. You see, you can make a living and pay bills by your work, but life is made up of relationships, not work. God tells us here in the Bible that man can go out and focus his whole life on work. But God doesn't want our whole focus of life to be nothing but work. We saw the words which Solomon penned that said that I built all this great thing and then I die and leave it for somebody else. This is vanity and vexation of spirit. You see, there is more to life than just work. Life is made up of relationships, not just work. Now, God wants us to work, and he wants us to enjoy it. And he wants us to enjoy the spoils of our work. But he wants us to know that there is more to life than work. Life is relationships. You see, God said in verse 26 that to the lost, to the sinner, that life is nothing more than working, gathering, and heaping up. Are we living like the lost world as Christians? We've got to work more hours, get more toys, have more bills, work harder so that we can pay more bills, so we can have the things that we want here, or are we going to build relationships? You see, I believe in hard work, but I believe in relationships more. Let me give you four or five thoughts here. Number one, work is not to be our main focus in life. People and relationships are to be the main focus on life. There are many successful and rich people who have lousy relationships. Look how many people in Hollywood can't have a marriage that lasts. Look how many big business people have marriages that fail. Look at all the sports players that make tens of millions of dollars who have no good relationships. You see, work is competition, but relationship is not. You know, we're not supposed to compete in our relationships. The only way we should compete is so that we could try to fulfill the need of the one we love first. Men tend to bring work or a work mindset home, and we end up running our homes like work. That's not good. Leave work at work, and don't run the people in your home like you would the workers around you at work. Your work and success at work should be so that you can better meet the needs of the ones you love. Not so you have more toys. Not so you brag about the fanciness of what you have. You see, success at work has destroyed more people because they focus on the results of success and don't enjoy a relationship. Number two, good workers have potential for better relationships, but it's no guarantee. To be a good worker, you have to have good character. You have to be on time. You have to follow the rules. You've got to get along with others. You've got to be diligent. You've got to be able to put many hours in and endure. You see, people get close by working, not by playing, and we ought to be careful where we let our young people work as they become teenagers. They're going to draw close to the people around whom they work. Be careful where they work. You see, work keeps us going, but work is not to be our main focus. It's to be relationships, not work. Number three, works cannot get anyone to heaven. Ephesians 2:8-9, for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We don't get to heaven by our own works, our own righteousness. Salvation is a matter of what God did, not us. You see, too many people think that they have to do something to go to heaven. The only thing you have to do is trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. Realize you're a sinner. Realize because we're sinners, we're all bound for hell, and that Jesus came and paid our sin debt for us. And if we'll just trust what he did, that alone, to take us to heaven, we're on our way. And lastly, God's work is incomprehensible, unreachable. Do you realize what God did? He is the creator. Look at creation around you. Look at the sunrise and try to create it. Look at the sunset and try to recreate it. Ecclesiastes 8:17 says, then I beheld all the work of God, that man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. Because though a man labor to seek it out, yet he shall not find it. Yea, further, though a wise man think to know it, he shall not be able to find it. God's work is unmeasurable. Look how he puts life together. Look at the birth of a child. Look at how the earth keeps going. Look at and never misses a beat, no matter what happens. Look at heaven and eternity. Look at the word of God. I'm very much for being a good worker. I believe Christians ought to be the hardest workers wherever we're at. But our work is only temporary. I believe that we ought to focus on relationships more than work. Let's have a great day today. Let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.